This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Heavy rain and melting snow have brought historic flooding to parts of the Midwest. The Army Corps of Engineers says something like 200 miles of Missouri River levees in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas have been compromised. Flood warnings are still up in at least a dozen states. At least two people have died. Thousands have been forced from their homes. And businesses are quite literally trying to pick up the pieces.
Hello.
Hi, I'm looking for Aaron Ross, please.
Speaking.
Aaron Ross runs Lagoon Pumping and Dredging Incorporated. They're in Columbus, Nebraska. So this is going to sound like a stupid question, but could you tell me what Lagoon Pumping and Dredging means? What does your company do?
We pump lagoons for a lot of different people, but like municipalities, we do ag lagoons, like dairy lagoons and hog lagoons, and we do industrial sites. We pump their lagoons out.
So we're talking manure lagoons here, right? Wastewater and stuff?
It's all basically wastewater. We do some freshwater. We have dredges that we do freshwater ponds for people taking silt out and things like that.
Mr. Ross is about 2 hours east of Omaha, and he says when the floodwaters came, so too did a big wall of ice. So let me ask you a question about that wall of ice coming through. How long have you been able to see your property? Did you get in as soon as the flooding hit?
No, we didn't get in until yesterday.
What'd you see when you got there?
Well, we saw that the ice came down and it shoved into the building and knocked several of the steel posts over, and sort of the roof is now sagging quite a bit. And then the water went through there about 6.5 feet deep, washed out the concrete underneath of it, and the building's pretty well destroyed.
So what are you going to do, sir?
Well, it looks like we're just going to have to haul a lot of stuff off to the scrapyard and start over. That's all we can do.
How much is starting over going to cost you, Mr. Ross?
Our preliminary estimate is going to be somewhere between $600,000 and $700,000.
You got any insurance for that, or are you out of luck?
Well, we have the building had $200,000.
Huh. So you're $500,000 out of pocket right now.
Right now.
So this is it's a family run business, as I understand it, right?
Yes. I employ about 30 people. I have my two sons working for me, and two nephews, a brother-in-law, and outside employees.
And I imagine the whole neighborhood up there, the whole area, is pretty much dealing with the same kind of thing.
They are. Everything south of the river, several businesses over here on this side of the road, and they've all been wiped out.
I almost don't even know what to say to you, sir. That's tragic.
Yeah, there's a gas station here, and his tanks were floating down the river, and it's a mess. We got stuff scattered out for about 10 miles south and east of here.
I don't imagine. I mean, you've been there forever, right? So I don't imagine there's any doubt but that you're going to rebuild and make it go again, right?
Well, we had to find out if the building is worth rebuilding. We intend to, but when you look at it like this, you got to think to yourself, do I really ever want to go through this again? And it's just a tough decision to make.
I bet. Aaron Ross, Lagoon Pumping and Dredging. We got him in Columbus, Nebraska. Mr. Ross, best of luck to you, sir. I appreciate your time.
Well, thank you for your kindness.